As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is brought to you by Julie, BeforeYouDig.com.
It's time for 5 on. Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
They're not necessarily the biggest stories of the day. They're things that are on our mind. And boy, did we have a lot on our minds today. So let's get started with 5 on it.
Number 1.
How much does the Frank Ragnow retirement change the NFC North race?
Why are you asking in that tone?
I'm a Lions fan.
Oh,
life
okay.
Sucks and everything is... Life is just pain and suffering, okay? Answer the question.
You had 16 players on the injured reserve last year and still somehow managed to make it and advance in the playoffs. So I don't necessarily know that that is something that you can feel that upset about. However... Frank Ragnow, to me, if there's an NFL wins above replacement in a 17-game season, might be worth one. He is that important. The quarterback-center exchange is something that we are obsessed about. We also live in a city with Tom Thayer and Olin Krutz. So we love offensive line and center discussion. There's no doubt about that. It's partially why I think the Bears prioritize getting Drew Dahlman. So I feel like this is incredibly significant for the Lions to do it now when they don't get to have the plethora of free agents they may have wanted. That's a blow. No matter how you look at it, that is a big blow to the organization.
I'm more interested in the financial aspect of all of this because the Detroit Lions face now a $1.2 million decision regarding Frank Ragnow and his retirement. Now, they could recoup the $1.2 million of his $6 million signing bonus if they would like. But if we go back and use our rearview mirror, if we turn back the proverbial hands of time, you'll see that they did something similar with a couple of guys named Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. That did not go over well.
This again.
The Lions previously reclaimed $5.5 million from Barry Sanders upon his retirement. Do they want to maintain a positive relationship with their highly renowned center? Or do they want to say, money, 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 and... I think the decision and what happens will tell us a lot about how different or the same the Lions really are after all this time.
What are you saying? Are you saying that this glow up that has actually shown results and cultural change within the organization might not actually be the case?
Are you familiar with Paula Abdul and her one hit in which she sings two step forward, two steps back?
But that's opposites attract.
Right. And so I think they should do the opposite thing of what they did when Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson retired, and they should just give Frank Ragnow his money, his $1.2 million, and not go after it. Because I think technically they've already given it to him as part of a signing bonus. I think it's a big deal in terms of the culture of that team and that organization. Not necessarily what the head coach is doing as he tries to navigate without now his starting center and also his offensive and defensive coordinators from a year ago. I think it says a lot about where the organization is.
I don't know, man. They're winning the division until somebody proves it different. I hate to be that way. Is it going to be the offense that we saw just dominate last year? Thanks to this, I would say no.
I agree.
Maybe I'm wrong.
That's why I don't assume they'll be at the top of said division.
But I do think that Frank Ragnow is worth that much when it comes to wins of a replacement by himself.
Pay that man his $1.2 million.
Can I vent for a second, just a little bit, as the Detroit Lions fan?
You got 30 seconds.
Jared Goff is not a very mobile man, and that offensive line is the reason that offense had the success it did, and you have Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. To have that key position not there, that scares me immensely. You could argue it's a worse loss than losing Ben Johnson. Losing that guy, maybe the best center in the league.
Wait, did you say losing him is more than losing Ben Johnson?
It's a talent on the field. Like, he was that important to that offensive line with his leadership and what he could do. Like, it's possible.
Clip this. We're going to revisit this clip.
Ben Johnson can't snap the ball.
That's a good point. He can't.
He and Case Keenum might be similar ages, but Ben Johnson isn't playing.
Number two.
Juicy Bears question for you. Who do you think will emerge as the Bears' backup quarterback? Tyson Bagent or Case Keenum?
Why do I have the feeling this is a storyline that we will not be able to escape?
You did just mention Case Keenum.
For as long as these two are existing. I like Tyson Bagent. I think he brings a lot of fun and levity to a team. I think sometimes he is a placeholder for feelings and projection that aren't necessarily true to him. However, Case Keenum has a hell of a resume. I think there's a reason a 37-year-old is challenging, and a lot of times in the NFL, the backup is the backup quarterback, and they've earned that position because of the knowledge that they have of the game and the knowledge they have of other teams, the respective systems that everybody runs. So because of that, in a Ben Johnson knowledge is power type of move, and because Case Keenum is new and seems to be in line with the regime of the head coach, I think it might be Case Keenum right now for me.
I think Case Keenum is no doubt the number two quarterback on the depth chart. Here's why. He inherited Tyson Bagent, and this is not the same as his inheriting Caleb Williams. He went out and got Case Keenum. He made the phone call. He said, I need you in here. And Case Keenum's like, I kind of want to retire. And he's like, no. I got you.
Given their ages, do you think Ben Johnson sent him a letter or faxed him or something?
No. I think he...
A fax from the desk of Ben Johnson.
I think they just had an honest conversation, two men about the same age. They probably had it while playing Madden because Ben Johnson is capable of playing Madden. The last coach, I don't think he was. I think this is going to be interesting to see how it plays out, but I think there will be a lot of public opinion and emotion behind this decision to see Tyson Bagent get demoted to QB3. Woo! There's going to be a certain segment of the Chicago Bears fan base that will not be down with
everyone named Bob. Yes.
And no, listen here. At some point, we're going to ask everybody to call in on this because we know what we're doing.
Man.
And it's a valid question.
It's called engagement.
But we also know that people deserve to have a voice on these things. And this is one of those topics that just has legs. It does. The backup quarterback discussion is a thing. So, yes. We will revisit this many times. We will invite people to discuss it with us.
I was too busy grinding my absolute face off.
That too.
Number three.
Which Cubs starter currently gives you the most pause?
All right. I still think it's Ben Brown. Is that bad? Can you call him a starter when he didn't start the first inning?
The majority of his appearances have been by way of start.
And it's really just because of the amount of pitches he has in his repertoire.
Three? He made a note after the game. He's like, hey, did y'all see that? That third pitch is pitching.
Yeah,
it's working.
And I need you to do it again. And then I need you to do it again. And then I need you to understand that the first inning doesn't have to be a bugaboo for you. I appreciate the adjustments that he has made. And I think he's still young in the game. So I don't want to give him the hook yet on anything or change his role because I still think that he can do all these things. So, but either way, the resume would indicate for me that it's Ben Brown giving me pause, maybe not as a pitcher for the Cubs, but as a starting pitcher for the Cubs.
Well, my answer is not Ben Brown because I'm not going to sit here and talk bad about a man who went six innings and gave up, what was it, one hit, nine strikeouts? I'll ride with that dude.
He's done enough for you lately.
He's done enough for me. It's a what have you done for me lately league. It's a what have you done for me lately world. And with that in mind, you know who hasn't done enough lately? Colin Ray. Colin Ray came out like gangbusters, looking so good in his first few starts after having to be forced into service. But now, his last two starts, both losses, by the way, in a stretch in which the Cubs have won the majority of their games, 14-4 in their last 18. He's got two of the L's. They lost to the Reds 6-4.
Layla also has two L's.
They lost 6-4 to the Reds, and then they lost 6-2 to the Reds. So maybe it's a Cincinnati Reds thing, but they do play the Reds two more series. But he's given up six runs in each of his last two starts. One on seven hits, one on 10 hits. Now, the start before last against the Reds, he did strike out eight. But the last start, let me just put it like this. Heading into his start two starts ago, he had a 2.38 ERA. After his last two starts, a 3.96 ERA. That's not good.
It's
he
higher.
Gives me pause.
Not, we're not ready to be mad at anybody.
No,
we're
he just gives me pause.
Pausing.
Yeah.
There's a pause there.
Number four.
We did it for dramatic emphasis.
Yes.
Who on the current roster is the most likely White Sox player to be dealt before the trade deadline, July 31st?
Okay.
Why the heavy sigh, though? I feel like each of these questions has elicited, except for the first question, has elicited a bit of a sigh from you.
I like that. Number one, I like that people know that I was a little giggly with the concept of Andrew Benintendi suddenly having value and then therefore trade value. I appreciate people going with that because sometimes it's fun to have fun with sports. I actually think that given his relative contract, perhaps that might still be a thing. Do I think he's number one? No. Guys, I think it might be Mike Tauchman. Is that crazy?
No, that's my answer. Mike Tauchman.
It is?
He of the 1 year, $1.95 million contract. Yeah, that's an easily movable contract. Get a lottery ticket from somebody. That's how you do this, right? The guy's
healthy.
Batting three what?
He's healthy now. Yeah, and his slug, especially for the month of June, is up there as it was. You know, he was a big contributor when it came to the Cubs in slugging percentage. But June 1st, and the game he played, .651. June 2nd, that would be yesterday, .609. So when you consider Mike Tauchman's slug, you consider what he brings relatively contract wise and just availability. I don't know, man. I think that Mike Tauchman might be somebody who teams want to trade for. Maybe I'm crazy here. It should be Luis Robert. It should be. And that's why I sighed. Because it's not.
Bonus question. What pitcher do you think is the most likely to get traded? Why is it Adrian Hauser?
It probably is. He's been dealing. It's like an Eric Fetty flip, right? Adrian Hauser's probably that guy. Like they pick him up off the relative street. But he had an established resume, of course, but the way he's been pitching and the streak that he was on, if he continues to do that, it would be really hard to say no to trying to get something in return for him at the deadline.
Well, he's the only guy on this team currently pitching that is over the age of 30. He's 32 years old. So I could see Adrian Hauser being a guy to move. The other thing is there's no relievers where you're just like, this guy's unstoppable. They got to move this arm, or even they should keep this arm and build for the future with this arm. That's the problem with the White Sox and their bullpen. Usually it's bullpen parts that are highly sellable at the deadline. They don't have any bullpen parts that make you go, ooh, he's got phenomenal stuff, control, and consistency. You might get one of those three, but you ain't getting all three.
Also, can we keep Cam Boozer just because he's funny? Like, did you hear his quote about the, and I say this very loosely, fight against the Orioles was hilarious? The quote was, it's always kind of silly when there's one door and you're kind of after you, after you, after you. All the bullpen guys running out to the field. And then he said, you all file out and then you're racing one another to try to get there first. And then by the time you get there, it's usually over. That is really amusing to put it that way.
That's a great point. Why does the bullpen run out? They serve zero purpose in that just to be like, we're here for you.
No. Wrong. Everyone has a role and a job in a baseball fight.
Yeah, bullpens, they nullify other bullpens. Like, if one bullpen's out there, there's a mismatch as far as the numbers game goes. So you got to be out there for your people, and you want to be out there first, so that way gives your team an advantage in any type of brawl situation.
Do you remember when Anthony Rizzo was mocking it all and ended up tickling Starling Castro, I believe it was?
That sounds.
I remember that. Yes, that is accurate. It was Starling Castro.
And I do like the guys who actually will say, they'll break the fourth wall a little bit and let you know how silly the whole thing is. But you've got to back up your people.
Yeah.
That's the law.
It's being a good team.
I'm about to have a Dustin take. It's just like, why are they running out there? They could tear a hammy. They could tear a quad. Why are they running from the bullpen?
Because they don't have a floating bullpen in the middle of the ballpark, Dustin.
It was your time. If you tear the hamstring doing that, it was just your time. Let's be honest.
Well, Dustin this morning on the pick six, he said that Kyle Tucker shouldn't steal because he has a chance of getting injured if he steals.
He has a lot of steals.
Just like, I think if he's good at stealing, I think he should keep stealing.
That was his first caught stealing in 2 years.
Well, here's how you do it then for Dustin. You put him in a protective bubble, and then you can roll him to steal the bases.
Now, maybe he should have oven mitts on both hands. I can get with that.
You know what? Yes, absolutely.
Vargas is the only one who uses both,
yes,
right?
That's correct.
Gesticulating toward him, like, riding with the
He steals
the
a bag, and then he grabs
hands.
The cookies out of the oven.
Listen,
at the same
hot
time.
And fresh out cookies. The kitchen.
We need the Stacey King cookies soundbite. And also, I need you to think about Stacey King saying cookies, because Alex Caruso will be looking for them in ye NBA Finals.
Number five.
So the Cubs begin a 9-game road trip today, but it's not about the Cubs here. What is the best and worst part about being on the road and living out of a suitcase?
Depends on how long you're going for. So they're going for 9 days. The worst part of this, in my opinion, is when you get up and you wake up and you're like in unfamiliar territory. You're like, where am I? What time is it? What time do I have to be somewhere? It's like a whole 30-second process of remembering what city you're in, what hotel you're in. Also, runner up on that is, what hotel room number am I staying in? There's just a lot of like confusion if you're just not acclimated. But I will say this. The one time I worked somewhere overseas, London, for the 2012 Olympics for 30 days, it was just fatigue. Because no days off. Because no. Usually if you're on a work trip, no days off.
Yeah, I did 18 and 22. So South Korea and China. And hockey, we worked every day. Your off day was when you had like one game that day as opposed to three. Especially in China, because I did both every day, the men's and women's tournaments. So that was... And you know, it wasn't Team USA every time. It wasn't Team Canada. So... doing the research, that was incredibly difficult. Now, the cool part was we had a wardrobe team at the Olympics for the broadcasts, so they told you what to wear each day.
Yeah, that.
Like, I would bring my clothes, and then they'd organize them for you, so that was really fancy and neat. The hardest part, I think, about living out of a suitcase when you're doing the baseball schedule, and you and I have both traveled with the teams, is knowing the weather each day and knowing how to dress for it. Am I in a ballpark that's got a roof? Am I in a ballpark that is open air? Imagine being a reporter based in Texas, like my friend Julia Morales, who then comes here and is so sad that she has to wear a heavy coat for her in May because the weather was so bad when the Astros played the White Sox. You know, these are the finer annoying points about living out of a suitcase. You're also right about that hotel sleep, because hotel sleep is really strong, and then you wake up and you have no idea what it is. You have no idea what day it is, and you have no idea why your alarm went off, and you forget where you are. That is intense.
And the AC is just blasting in that hotel.
And people will say, oh, it's because you were drinking. No, it's just what happens when you work a baseball schedule. I can't tell you how many times that happened to me doing White Sox pre- and post-game.
The day game after the night game that went into extra innings? Good luck.
Oh, sleep fast. Show and go.
So, yeah, that's five on it.
I thought we had a stinger for five on it there. I wasn't sure.
No.
Did we decide not the case?
That was five
on it. Also, 219 has a good point. The segment is called Five on It, and you play the song for like a second and then play Shook Ones the rest of the time. I mean, we try to mix it up, you know? We added in a new voice.
So editorial decision on my part. I thought that the Shook Ones was easier to play beneath, and the five on it is a little like creepier, so I kind of like this one. So I can change it, but I kind of like what we have.
We just did a whole segment about how we were taking suggestions, so I don't want to like turn heel and be like, no more suggestions.
No, suggest away. We just may ignore your suggestions, because that's what we do.
The phrase is take it under advisement.
Yeah, take it under advisement.
Guys, acknowledgement is 95% of conflict resolution. You just have to know where somebody's coming from.
Hey, Layla, I acknowledge your feelings.
Which ones?
So whatever was causing conflict resolution. I want to get ahead of the curve.
Oh, no, I'm all right. I just was caring about this person's thought, because I actually think it's a valid thought.
Yeah, I care about people's thoughts even when I don't think they're valid. That's That's one way to deal with the conflict resolution.
Are you really caring about them then? We do care about Carly Bell's thoughts. She has a great podcast talking about the Chicago Sky and the WNBA. And the Indiana Fever are coming to town on Saturday. So we will preview that with her coming.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us. All backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yep, now.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Reese had position on Geary. Just spin move counted. Vander Sloot slips by Nelissa Smith. Reese, by the way, 14-9, one away from a double-double.
I think we was hungry for a win, and we're just all happy that we finally was able to come together and play like Chicago Sky today and do what we did tonight and got the win.
That is from WCIU. The Chicago Sky play the Indiana Fever at the United Center on Saturday. You can hear that game starting right here on 670. The Score starting at 6:45. It is Chuck Swirsky joining me on the broadcast along with Alyssa Bergamini. And to talk more about the Sky, we are happy to bring in Carly Bell. She is at Carly Bell 33 on X. That is K-A-R-L-I. She's the host of Courtside with Carly Bell. It is a great YouTube podcast if you want to know more about the W and just the Sky in general. Thanks for joining us for this segment, Carly.
Yeah, you also got a fellow Ohio University Bobcat calling that game with you and Chuck Swirsky. So I'm all about it. I'm here for you. Went to OU.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and I went to OU too. So go Bobcats. We're all about Tuesday, Wednesday night Maction. There's nothing better than Tuesday, Wednesday night Maction.
The NFL's trying to creep in on that too. The next thing you know, Maction will be usurped by NFL games,
no,
I feel like.
Never. Those Ohio University Tuesday games will always be more prominent than an NFL game.
You guys are pretty good at football too. Mm-hmm.
I love watching a random MAC game on a Tuesday.
So like Solage
really
Field
do.
Or whatever.
Yeah, Frank Solage Field.
Yeah,
home of Joe Burrow.
I know. I've been to the campus. I've spoken on the campus of OU.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's a great place.
That's really cool.
Yeah, Athens is cool.
It's gorgeous.
I gotta go. 2 out of 3. Like that's enough peer pressure for me.
Listen, this whole narrative about Caitlin Clark not being there and how it's affecting the WNBA. How much are you buying into it? What does it mean? What does it say about where we are as a WNBA loving city? Because, you know, we've celebrated a championship more recently with that team than any other team in the city.
That's very true. I mean, there is some truth to it because obviously there are so many people that found the W because of Caitlin Clark. So there is going to be some effect, but I think it's also stretching it too much by saying that her being out is killing ratings and all, when that's just not the case. Like that New York Liberty game this weekend, which they absolutely put a pounding down on the Connecticut Sun.
Like 152 or something
like
that?
Yeah, unbelievable. And then you had a Minnesota Lynx that's both New York and Minnesota undefeated. You have Nafisa Collier, Asia Wilson, Brianna Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu. Like there's so many other players. And then here in Chicago, Angel Reese, Camila Cardoso, Haley Van Lith, you know, Courtney Vandersloot, who's so Chicago through and through. You know, I think that there just needs to be more visibility on other players outside of Caitlin Clark so that people can learn a little bit more about other teams and other players than just her.
I know that the casual fans here especially, yeah. You know, it's a different audience. We do get a lot of the WNBA fans here because we tend to talk more hoops on our shows, but there is a demand for wanting to see the Fever at the United Center still. It's just a matter of trying to gauge it. You know, what would you say to the people who maybe don't necessarily want to go as much now that Caitlin's unavailable for that game?
Well, she's still going to be there. Like, she's still going to be there. So if you want to sign the autograph, like, get the autograph, take the pictures, go there. But at the end of the day, it's a historic moment. Like, this is the first time a WNBA game has ever been played inside the United Center, which is the largest indoor arena in North America. So it's going to have a bigger crowd than any other WNBA game could ever have. So why not be a part of history and go see it? And with Indiana going through injuries and the Sky finally coming together offensively and really getting some movement going, this is going to be a good game. It's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a lot more competitive than that first matchup because that was bad.
So it was very bad.
Looking at the ESPN just came out with their WNBA power rankings. They've slotted the Sky above the Fever now because of the Caitlin Clark injury. You look at what's happened to the Sky since then. The fact that the Sky have won 2 straight, although be it against the team maybe that's the worst in the league, in Dallas Wings. How do you make of their progress so far this season since they have such a young team?
Well, it's young and old because you have Courtney Vandersloot, you have Ariel Atkins, Elizabeth Williams. You know, take out Camilla, Angel, Haley, and Haley Van Lith and Maddie Westfeld, and I'd also put Michaela Onyewede in there. You have players on there that have upwards of 70 seasons of experience combined. So you have such a veteran presence on that team that can be a great leader for these younger players on there. But there's progress every single game. Like that first game against Indiana, I think, is the worst we will see all season. That was just such, there's no other way to say it. It was really bad basketball. And then even against New York, that first quarter looked really good. And then it fell off. Against Phoenix, against LA, they were able to string a half together, and then Kelsey Plum's like, I'm going to shoot the three and take over, and it's Kelsey Plum. And then you go against Phoenix, they're able to string 3.5 quarters together, but then Alyssa Thomas is just Alyssa Thomas. And then against Dallas, yeah, you can play, the opponent factor is there because they are weak, and there's just nothing really clicking for Dallas right now, but it's still a great sign to see that turnover rate get a lot lower. It's just gone down, down, down since the start of the season. They're also having way more assists, better shots. It's not a rushed offense. The defensive identity will get there. You can't really determine that in 5 games. You give it a defensive identity 10 games before it can really iron out because you can't really practice. You can practice defense, but it's a lot easier to practice defense when you're going against an opponent. So I think it's going to be a really competitive game, and I think the Sky are on a nice upwards trend. I had them, you know, projected to be a top six team at the start of the season. I still think they can do that. Remember, to lose the games the way that they did in May is a lot better than losing it that way in August. So there's good progress.
And Carly, I think you had a good note when it came to defensive identity, trying to pay attention to what Camila Cardoso is going to do this season. She's one of the tallest bigs in the W at 6'7". To be able to play into her size, how are you seeing her do that, kind of own that size a little bit more, especially in the post?
Yeah, the confidence is just getting up there, up there, up there. It's just great confidence that you're seeing out of her. She's 6'7" and starting to finally realize it. Like, you are taller than everyone. Grab the ball over people's heads. Do it. You have a 7 foot, you're 7'2" with your wingspan. Like, use it to your advantage. So but that confidence in that home game against the Dallas Wings was just where you saw it really work. The thing that she's got to work on, though, is fouls. Like, she gets into foul trouble really early, and a lot of that just comes from, you need to play disciplined defense. It's footwork, don't hack. And she's also, look at who she's guarding. She's guarding people that are going to get the superstar calls, you know, the Jonquel Jones, Breanna Stewart's, all of that. So you have to kind of just be aware and just be a little bit more mindful. And that's something that I think she's going to need to work on the most, is staying out of foul trouble. And it's just disciplined defense. And I think them having this whole week off, not having a game this week after playing 4 games in 6 days, gives her the time to look at the film. Yeah, there are some calls that, officiating's a whole other conversation, but there
are. You can
are some,
have it here.
Well, the WNBA needs their own officials, so, and they just need them so badly. But there are some calls that didn't go Camila's way. But at the end of the day, you still need to keep your feet set. You can't, you know, hack down. You have to be able to keep your arms up, make sure that you're not moving and setting moving screens. So it's just going to come with discipline. And I think her watching film this week is going to be really helpful for her, especially when she's going to be going against Aaliyah Boston, DaWanna Bonner inside against the Indiana Fever.
That's what's going to make this matchup fun. She had the 23 points and 8 rebounds in that first matchup against Dallas. Then they go to Dallas where they look better as a team.
Yeah.
But she's held to 4 points because, as you mentioned, foul trouble. She only played 15 minutes, 1 of 5 from the field. Meanwhile, Angel Reese has been this lightning rod since, you know, what, 3 years ago now, when she and Caitlin Clark faced off in the national championship game. Obviously, LSU comes up with the win, and now we're looking at her development, and people want to point to the fact that, yes, she's a great rebounder, because my favorite stat about her is, if you took away the rebounds she has off her own misses, she would still lead the WN offensive rebounding. That's
by a mile.
But and that's good. But still, got to be able to shoot within 4 feet of the basket. How are they attacking this? How are they working on this? We thought she was getting the, what, off-season instruction from Lisa Leslie and company?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I saw it at practice yesterday. You know, you only get to see 15, 20 minutes of practice in media. But what I saw, they were doing some inbounds plays, and the one issue that I've seen with Angel and how she finishes is that she'll get the rebound and she brings the ball down and then goes back up. And when you bring it down, that leads to hacks, that leads to blocks, that leads to more difficult looks as a post player. What I saw in practice, granted, it's an inbounds play with no defender there, but she got the ball and just tipped it in, alley-ooped it in. That's what I want to see more of. And we saw it in Unrivaled. You just now need to make sure that you're bringing that into the game. You have to stop, you know, bringing back those bad habits that lead to those unfortunate, you know, comments that come about with her play. But she is somebody that Tyler Marsh is asking her to do a lot more than just rebound. He's asking her to be a point forward. Like, he's wanting to develop her into a Asia Wilson, Candace Parker type, who can bring the ball up the floor, has the mid-range, has the perimeter, and can also dominate inside, can do some driving. But the biggest thing for her that she has that they don't is that rebounding ability. So she's going to use it to her advantage, and the way to do that is to not bring the ball down, finish up top. And also, you have to remember, she's going against some of the top power forwards in the league. Like, Melissa Smith was all over her in Dallas. She got swarmed. She's getting triple teamed almost every single game because every opponent is trying to shut her down. So she's getting way more attention because they know what she can do in creating second, third, fourth, sometimes 5 possessions on one end of the floor. And when you do that, it's hard for her to be that offensive person that everyone saw her be last year.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think I really was making note of in the research was, for example, that Fever game at the beginning of the season that was on ABC, that was a game where you didn't see a lot of second chance points. by either team. Mm-hmm. That's just how the quarter court set works for the W and a lot of these possessions and just what is being coached. I think she's doing a good job of trying to create a lot of second chance points, and that's going to be a big part of her role.
Yeah, and she's also assisting more. That's the one thing that I've seen. You know, people always talk about the double-doubles because she had that double-double record last year. But she, I think what we could see this year is a double-double with her in rebounds and assists. She's able to find her teammates a lot more. And what I really, really loved that we saw in that last Dallas game is there was a shot she went up for, missed it, got a rebound, tried it again because she had good positioning, missed it, got the rebound. And instead of forcing it that third, fourth, fifth time, she kicked it out and there was a wide open three. And she's starting to realize that it's not all on her. The offense has always had to be all on her last season. And frankly, a lot of her collegiate career, her high school career, her travel career. So she's having to learn where it's not all on her. And that's something that's going to take some time to adjust to and relearn, because when you're a winner like she is, she's won at every single level, you want it to all be on you. And now she's in a veteran presence team where it doesn't have to be all on her. She can learn how to rely on the teammates around her and not have to have all that pressure on her. And that's what I think we're seeing happen in real time at the start of the season.
One player I know the people are interested in because she was very popular in college and now she's a rookie in the WNBA coming off the bench is Haley Van Lith. Mm. Do you feel like the progress has been there? It's really early in the season, obviously, but she has shown a little bit more comfort, if you will, on the court.
Yeah, she looks real comfortable. Obviously was dealing with that ankle injury, which is never good out of a point guard. I just talked to her yesterday, you know, for the first time all season, I got to actually like have a conversation with her. Super fun person to talk to, super energetic, has so much passion in how she talks about the game. And I asked her, I said, you know, with this injury that you're going through, where you had to sit on the bench, what are things that you learned? She goes, I started to kind of see what coach sees, because sometimes you're out on the floor and you're like, we are doing what you're saying. What are you talking about? And then you see it from his perspective and you're like, oh, I can see it. So I think actually I don't ever like saying an injury is a benefit, but I think her being on the sideline and having that perspective and also being able to learn from Courtney Vandersloot has shown tremendous improvement. She doesn't give up a lot of turnovers either. She's holds onto the ball really well. She's a really good assist maker, really great at finding her teammates. I want to see that offensive efficiency come there. But again, she's only a rookie. She's also not getting, you know, 25, 30 minutes. She's getting maybe 10, 15 minutes a game. So I think what I really enjoy seeing out of her is you can see she's really understanding Marsh's system quick and is able to facilitate where she needs and knows what her role is within the team. And that's great, quick adjustments.
One turnover in 37 minutes played so far this season for Haley Van Lith.
Yeah, I mean, she's also playing with a lot of pace. And yeah. So to only turn the ball over once in those moments, that says a lot about what she's trying to do to help this guy. I do think it will be a faster paced game than what we saw against the Fever the second time around. Carly Bell, thank you so much for joining us to preview the game that we have right here on 670 The Score on Saturday night from the United Center. The Sky and the Fever. You can watch Courtside with Carly Bell on YouTube. It's a great watch. If you want more, go check it out.
Thank you. It's been great chatting with y'all.
Thanks so much, Carly. Thanks for joining us in studio. And with more on the big news about the 78 from the Chicago Fire, our friend Gabe Ramirez talking about not just the team's production, but also what this means for the team. And I know he's a White Sox fan, so we might get some Sox thoughts in there with Gabe, too.
Don't do that.
It's true. Don't point out that this
no,
is a
like,
point
don't bring
of knowledge
him into the
with
muck
our friend.
Of the way we talk about the white. Ugh.
No, I do want to know what he thinks about what it could mean for the team. So
that's fair.
All of that is next with Gabe Ramirez here on Raheem and Harris on The Score.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us. All backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score, and we are recapping perhaps one of the biggest news pieces of the day. And for the city of Chicago, more than that, when you consider that the 78, the property that we've talked about being potentially associated with both the White Sox and the Bears in the South Loop, is going to be taken reportedly by the Chicago Fire, planning a $650 million soccer-only stadium in South Loop on that 78 track. That news coming out this morning, thanks to Fran Spielman. So let's go to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. That is where we bring in our friend Gabe Ramirez, who is everywhere. Gabe, I think I saw you on both CHSN and Marquee at the same time at one point. I'm not kidding.
He's the Chicago Fire FC in-stadium host. He's the host of Inside the Fire on Marquee Sports Network, and he works on various shows for CHSN.
He's everywhere. Yeah. That's what you
and
do.
Rahimi and Harris. Look at that. Look at that.
I mean, we did think of you, though, when it came to the Chicago Fire, because I think for people who don't know, the Fire spends money, man. It's not just on stadium sites. It's on the team. What do you think of this latest move as far as what they've been putting together as a resume and just increasing interest in the team as a whole?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you begin a relationship, as I did with the Chicago Fire 3 years ago, you know, you hope for the best, but you expect the worst. And I think it's been everything but the former in this situation, where every step along the way, it seems like the relationship just continues to get better. Whether it's the talent they're bringing on the team, the coach that they're adding with Greg Berhalter, the performance center, the Endeavor Health Performance Center that they added on Ashland and Roosevelt, and then now the stadium news, right? It's just, you could just tell that the owner that they have, and I'm a Sox fan, right, and a Bears fan, so it feels good to see an owner that's out there and just putting up his money and, you know, put his money where his mouth is and really putting forth what he believes is a world-class team for a world-class city.
What did you make of this news as it relates to the talk that we had heard last year about this time, a little bit later, so less than a year ago, about private money being used to support the building of private stadiums, ballparks for these teams, as opposed to going to the public will? What do you think that says about where the Fire is as an organization?
I think, Marshall, you know, first and foremost, you have to really, because a lot of people are seeing the story and they're like, well, then why isn't everybody doing this, right? Well, I mean, if you're talking about a $1 billion stadium in NFL compared to a, you know, or multi-billion, right, dollar stadium in the NFL to a $650 million stadium in MLS, it's a big difference. But, I mean, you know, I have no issue with it whatsoever. I mean, the site itself needed something, right? And when you've seen, like, whether it be Lincoln Yards, you know, on the north side, the 78 and the South Loop, it's like there's areas that need to be developed, but this is Chicago, so it's expensive. So it's hard for either developers or people in general to come up with the funds to do it. So when someone comes along and says, hey, I can solve this problem for you, I could do it with my own money, and I can give the city something. And then the developer says, well, this is great. I love it. So to me, I think it's a win-win for everyone involved, and especially the site itself, right, that's been vacant for so long, now has itself its initial resident.
He wants to put 22,000 seats into the facility. That being Joe Mansueto, the founder and chairperson of Morningstar, who also is part of the Chicago Fire. What do you think about the capacity? Because the Fire playing at Soldier Field, they've drawn more than that from time to time, as you know.
Yeah, I think obviously that was the Messi effect on those games for the last three seasons. Those have been the Chicago Fire's most attended match of the season. But for the most part, whether it is in the United States or in Europe, Spain, Germany, wherever you're finding soccer stadiums at this level, that's the kind of capacity that they have, right? In that 20 to 25,000 seat people, you want it to be intimate. You want yourself to feel that. And then I think, you know, obviously I'm the in-game host. I'm there intimately. And that's usually what they draw, right? They're in that like 20 to 25,000 range. So I think, you know, we all know what the Madhouse on Madison looks like when that gets packed out with its 18 to 20,000. So I think the Chicago Fire are hoping to duplicate that.
Gabe Ramirez joining us to talk about what's going down on the 78. The Chicago Fire announcing plans have been built privately with private money, a $650 million stadium. Gabe, what do you think this means for the team that you and I follow on the baseball side the closest, the Chicago White Sox?
Yeah, I think, Marshall, I think the door is still open, which is good, right? It's not as though Joe Mansueto's going to the 78 and wafting or waving a Chicago Fire flag across the whole part of it, right? There's still land there if people want to hang out and do some things. I think the Chicago White Sox, I mean, listen, I'll say it just like Lawrence says a lot. Guarantee Rate is a great stadium, right? Like, it's a great stadium. It's a great place to be. You can tailgate there, unlike, you know, the north side. So it's like there's things you can do there. And I like the stadium. Granted, would you want it to be a little bit closer? I understand Jerry's point of view as well, where he wants to make it more appealing to the average Chicago person. But, hey, I don't mind the south side. So I think either are fine. So I think when it comes to the team itself, Marshall, I think as long as the Sox still focus on getting better day after day, put that as their priority as opposed to the stadium, I think they'll be all right.
So you're saying you could see a world in which this stadium is built by the Chicago Fire, but there's still enough land left on the 78 for the White Sox to do their thing?
I mean, listen, I'm no real estate developer. My days of being a mortgage broker are far behind me. But I one time, I took my scooter down that street accidentally. I'll do air quotes, accidentally. This is a couple months ago.
And it was not an accident.
And it's big. It's big. And there's space on both sides. Just imagine like Clark Street for the Chicago Cubs, right? On Clark, to the right is if you're going northbound, to the right is Wrigley Field, to the left is all the development. There's still space. So if you were to put, you know, the Chicago Fire Stadium on one side, it's not to say that there isn't space out there. And I don't know. I'm not a developer. I don't know anything along those lines, but it seems like a big enough space.
Gabe, you have the most business knowledge of any of us. So the fact that you actually have had a real job,
yeah,
I actually think that you're the best one to actually speak about this.
Yeah, mortgage broker.
I also want to ask you about a really popular event that the Chicago Fire held. And yeah, that's some of the beauty of being able to be in the news like this, because I was thinking to myself, oh, wait, this is also midsummer. That's when the Fire usually have their big white party. It was really well received last year. I didn't get to go because I was out of town, or else I would have been there. What can you tell us about that event if people are interested?
Yeah, we'll get both you and Marshall some VIP tickets along with Ray and Robbie. I'll tell you this, it's funny. Those are the days when, you know, the white party used to be the biggest conversation you could have about the Chicago Fire. So look, times are changing. We get to talk about a stadium. We get to talk about the excitement, but also the big party. the White Party, July 31st, this happened at Morgan Manufacturing Company. Obviously, all proceeds go to benefit the Fire Foundation, which does so many amazing things across the city of Chicago. So again, if you're interested in turning up with the fellas, myself, and a lot of the players, you can go to ChicagoFireFC.com or go to GiveSmart.com and search in the White Party for the Fire.
Love it. What's that address one more time, Gabe, because you cut out there briefly.
Oh, the Morgan Manufacturing Company is ChicagoFireFC.com or GiveSmart.com. You can search the Chicago Fire White Party.
Thank you so much, Gabe. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Gabe.
What are you doing over the next week? What are your media assignments if we want to see you?
I'm waiting for Marshall to text me to come directly on the show instead of sending his producers because we're actual friends. So I'm mad about that.
I said, let's call him in the meeting, Dad.
I thought we were friends, Gabe. I thought we were friends, but I said, let's call him in the meeting, and Ray's like,
I got it. I was like,
the betrayal's all around, Gabe.
We were going to put you on speakerphone and call you from our production meeting this morning.
I got you. But no, next week, I'll be on CHSN later on today. And then next week, I make my big return back to B96. Thursday, Friday, I'll be back on the air over there. So make sure you guys check me out as well.
What time?
Yeah.
Middays, 10 to 2. I'm just filling in.
We're competing against you while you're on B96 next week. All right, we'll get ready.
He's probably also on Marquee and CHSN in that same time slot. So it's not a big deal.
No, guys, I got the solution. I got the solution. Just have me on as a guest while I'm on B96. And then we can go ahead.
Hey, if you're in the building, we will take you up on that. I think this is a good idea.
We're going to figure out how to do it just because it's fun.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Thanks for having me on.
Gabe Ramirez, he's everywhere, as a texter points out, just like Savoir Faire. That's hilarious. Savoir Faire is everywhere. That's really funny.
We're everywhere also. We're at the Fire, and now we're going to be at the Bears as well.
Yeah, we are, because Chris Emma is at Hallis Hall, so he'll bring us the latest from, if you'll recall, his last report said there was so much coaching going on that he had to move at Hallis Hall. We'll see how much coaching is going on today. That's next on Rahimi and Harris on The Score.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.